Across the country, tens of thousands of prisoners work for less than a dollar an hour, making everything from food to furniture. This doesn't usually get much attention, but a couple of years ago, protesters showed up at some Whole Foods stores, angry that the company was selling goat cheese made from milk supplied by a goat farm inside a prison. Whole Foods stopped selling that cheese. NPR's Dan Charles decided to look at what got that cheese company in trouble and at what's happened since.
When Haystack Mountain was just a tiny startup company in Colorado, before it had any connection to prisons, the company's founder, Jim Schott, was trying to get grocery stores to sell his goat cheese. Many wouldn't, but Whole Foods did.
From the very beginning, they wanted to taste the cheese, and they wanted to know the story, where the cheese came from, who was making it, where it was made.
Jim Schott had a great story to tell. How he gave up a university job in his 50s to raise goats on 5 acres of land.
I wanted a life where the work I did, the people I saw, the family that I had, that was all of one piece and that it was connected to the earth and to real things.
Whole Foods loved his cheese. His company grew and changed. Haystack Mountain started buying milk from a farm in a prison. I'll get to the reasons for that later. In any case, Schott believed it was a good thing, not a bad thing. But in 2015, a prison reform activist named Michael Allen sent a letter to the CEO of Whole Foods. Allen demanded that Whole Foods stop selling cheese made in part by prisoners earning pennies per hour.
Taking advantage of these helpless, powerless individuals, they're fair game for corporations to make money off of. And I just told him that we wanted him to get out of that business.
And Whole Foods did. In a statement, the company said some of its customers weren't comfortable with products made by prisoners, so it would no longer sell those products. Now, I'd never heard of a goat farm in a prison, so I went for a visit. The goat dairy is inside a huge prison complex near Canyon City, Colorado. But the farm itself is a 5-minute drive from the cell blocks. Pens of goats are set on the side of a hill. And when you're here, you can almost forget you're in a prison. You can see irrigated cornfields below you, the Arkansas River in the distance, and barren hillsides on the other side. Honestly, it's beautiful.
Right now, we're milking twice a day, 1,140 head.
Joey Grisenti runs this farm. He works for Colorado Correctional Industries, a state agency that operates businesses inside Colorado's prisons. Those businesses are supposed to make money to help fund the prison system and also provide work opportunities for prisoners.
Our total herd's about 2,500.
The goats know they're in a prison?
No, they don't know they're in a prison. They're pretty pampered. A lot of them have names out here, and you can call them, they come running to you.
But it still is a prison. Workers on this farm get strip searched daily. If they get caught with drugs or tobacco or get in fights, they'll lose this job and they'll be sent to a higher security facility with a lot less freedom. And then there's the pay, a few dollars a day, which is better than most prison jobs, but still much lower than on the outside. And that's the key to understanding why the farm is here. In the years after Haystack Mountain started making cheese, the company could not find a reliable source of goat milk. Its own farm wasn't big enough, and outside suppliers kept going out of business. About 10 years ago, the company reached a crisis. It was on the verge of shutting down for lack of milk. And at that moment, somebody at Colorado Correctional Industries heard about it, got on the phone to Haystack, and said, "Hey, why don't we set up a goat dairy inside this prison?"
Nobody wants to have a big goat dairy, so we did it.
Joey Grisenti, the farm manager, says this goat dairy with prison labor can survive when others cannot.
A lot of people out on the streets just can't afford to have the manpower that we have here.
Of course, that cheap manpower is exactly what made the shoppers at Whole Foods uncomfortable. But what about the prisoners doing the work? I found Jeremiah Pate. He was attaching milking machines to the goat's udders.
This kind of job, how do you feel about it? Is it like a good thing, bad thing?
It's a great thing.
Pate's been in prison for 8 years.
It beats the alternative.
Beats the alternative?
That's right. Rather than sit in a little tiny cell, you get to come out here.
The inmates I met all echoed that thought. They weren't thinking about what was fair on the outside. They were just thinking about their options in prison, and the farm looked pretty good. Also, several of them told me it's nice just being around the animals. Jason Rao, who's coming toward the end of a 24-year sentence, says the goats can sense when you're feeling down.
Just like the other day, I hit my head in pin 16, and I had a goat come over, and she stuck her head up underneath my chin and picked my head up. She's like, you know, are you all right?
I wasn't sure I was getting the whole story. The boss was standing right there, after all. So I tracked down two men on the outside who'd worked on the farm as prisoners, and they told me pretty much the same thing. The goat farm wasn't wonderful, they said, but that's where you wanted to be if you were in prison. Chad Redding just got out a few months ago.
I think it's all right. I don't know if I would protest it. Like, it's no different than having some Chinese shoe shop make your Nikes for a dollar or something, you know, like, you're still going to buy them at, you know, Macy's, like, it's the same thing.
Redding shrugs his shoulders as if to say, sure, prison's not pretty, but the world's not pretty. Michael Allen, the activist who got Whole Foods to stop selling Haystack's goat cheese, says he knows prisoners like having those jobs, but he'll keep fighting against prison labor until the workers get paid better. As for Haystack Mountain, it's still in business. In fact, it's growing. It's sending a tanker truck to pick up milk at the prison several times a week. Dan Charles, NPR News.